Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Thank God for Hannah Munoz, who's helping us out right now. Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
How old are your babies?
I have one daughter. She just turned two.
You know what? I think this will work out. So I came across this thing, nine things not to say to a parent of a newborn. And I went, yeah. I say these things all the time. And it's purely out of love and out of what I thought was thoughtfulness, but apparently I'm way wrong. Or is the person who just wrote this just overreacting a little bit?
I'm curious to see if I'm guilty of any of these two.
Exactly. Number one, things you should never say to the parents of a newborn. Are you getting enough sleep?
Gosh, that's such an annoying question. it's a nice question to ask, but I think it's kind of like, obviously they're probably not. So I can see them people getting annoyed.
Literally. Yeah. It was, what do you think? Parents of newborns generally walk around like extras in The Walking Dead. It's the number.
Yeah, my daughter's two and I still walk around like that.
It's the number one question asked of me. Just don't go there. The answer is always the same. No, yeah. I am not.
Well, that's the problem is, what's the solution? Oh, you get enough sleep? No.
Number two.
You want to come over to my house? Like, I can help.
Number two, let me know if I can do anything for you.
They better be prepared to actually fulfill then what they're saying, because people have said that to me too. Like, oh, bring me over a meal. I'll do this. I'll do that. And like, they never did anything, so that's kind of an annoying question unless they actually are going to help you.
Yeah, you have no intention.
Okay, so it says don't leave it open like that, because I don't have the time or the energy to either remember who said it or to come up with something for you to do. Tell me what you will do. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, let me take the baby on Tuesday and you go get your hair done.
Got it.
That's perfect.
Well, okay, so we're 0-2. Honestly, we're 0-2 mm-hmm. right now. You're never supposed to ask how your wife is doing. How's your wife doing? Oh, she's fantastic. She just pushed a watermelon through a hole the size of an orange. She's never been better.
I think that's an okay question.
Yeah, why wouldn't you ask that? How is she doing?
I would hope people would ask. I mean, I think that's okay.
It said the alternative is, I hope your wife is recovering well. What's something I can do for you? Wait a minute. It just said you're not supposed to ask, what's one thing I can do? This thing's contradicting itself. You're never supposed to ask, is the baby sleeping through the night yet?
Oh, gosh. That's an unknown question, because most likely they're not. And two, if the mom says, this has happened to me, I'll be like, oh, yeah, she's sleeping so great. Literally, you jinx yourself, and then they start sleeping like crap. So I like to avoid that question.
Yeah, avoid the jinx. Yeah.
It said at 2 weeks old, my kid's a freak of nature and is sleeping all the way through the night. Yes.
Exactly.
That is fantastic. Well, there's another one. Never compare the baby to a puppy. I just got a puppy, so I know what having a baby is like.
That is possibly the most annoying question. They have no idea.
Have you done that yet?
I don't think I've done that.
Okay.
I may have thought it. I don't think I've said it. I don't think I've said it out loud. Oh, well, now I know what this
of
is.
Of course.
Little Jess, any of this ringing true? Are you having 10-year-old flashbacks to people saying that stuff?
I actually think 1-4 is perfectly fine and normal. I don't understand why anybody would be annoyed by that. Number 5 is a huge no-no. Yes.
The puppy one?
Yeah, yes. It's not a human
huge
being.
No,
stop
no,
it.
No.
I know you love your dog. It's still not a person.
But as far as asking for, you know, if I could do anything or is your wife okay, I think that those are great conversation starters.
Unsolicited baby advice, I think we can all agree, is not necessary. They said usually said by a stranger in a store when the baby is screaming and you're just trying to make it through your shopping list and keep your sanity. Well, you know, your baby is probably just hungry. You know, whatever. Has someone actually come up to you and just given the unsolicited advice?
Thank God it's not really happened before, but I mean, I've had friends who have babies and that's happened and they just kind of walk away. I can't imagine doing that to somebody. I would hope that if my child's had a little bit of a temper tantrum in the store and, you know, a woman did come up to me. She saw that I was struggling and she was like, "You're doing a good job. Like, it's going to be okay. You'll get through this stage." And I really appreciated that so much because I needed to hear that at that moment. So.
Sure. Nice. Because even if they're full of it, that lady don't know you, so you can take it as gospel.
Yeah.
Oh, she's exactly. looking at me. She doesn't know me. She thinks I'm a good mom.
I do love the stories of like the random, you know, older woman that comes over and holds the baby as like the mom's trying to get organized. Like those stories are really touching, but never unsolicited advice is never great.
Exactly.
The people who ask, when do I get to see the baby? Apparently that's a difficult one because it says you need to understand that getting a newborn out of the house can sometimes feel as daunting as defusing a bomb in under 30 seconds. Plus, stupid people spread germs, and sick babies don't sleep ever, so thanks for the offer. And I don't necessarily want you coming to my house either. Truth?
Different moms are different. I welcomed people, honestly, to come over because I just wanted extra people to hold her and kind of get a little break for myself, go take a shower. So my friends would come over. I'd make sure they'd wash their hands really well.
Yeah.
But they were all really good. So I kind of welcomed it actually. And I actually loved getting out of the house with my daughter too. It got me out of the house. It got her, you know, socialized around people. I was never a huge, like, she's going to get sick if I leave the house. Just wash your hands. That's all I ask.
Yeah. And my God, I'm so sorry that people like you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm so sorry that people actually want to see your child.
Yep.
Right.
So sorry. When are you having the next one?
That is possibly my number one pet peeve because people still ask me that.
Well, when are you? It's only because they love you as much.
And they think you did some good round one.
You should bring some more of these wonderful children into the world. That's all.
I don't know. That is a difficult question. When I was leaving the hospital, the nurses literally said to me, "Oh, we'll see you in about a year and a half." And I'm like,
No, honey, no.
And last one really quick. Yeah. Is having a baby worth all you give up for it?
It is.
And who would ask that question?
People do.
A single 24-year-old would ask that question.
Exactly. That.
Right, because they're trying to figure out.
No, because they have no concept of what's beyond their life.
Yeah. And by the way, for you, no, it's not worth it. And we don't want you to reproduce. Go finish your avocado toast and get back to me later.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I wish I could be one of these couples. I'm not one of these couples. I can't do it. Dude takes his wife to the strip club. They go, "Hey, yeah, right, it's fun. Right, maybe, my guess is to get things a little revved up."
Sure.
You've gone with Buddy before, yeah?
I have not gone to the strip club with Buddy. Buddy goes with his friends all the time.
Oh, I thought some never?
No. I used to go with like this guy that I was dating when I lived back in Florida, but besides that, it wasn't like it's not like a thing.
I can't. The idea of having personalized entertainment and the look that might be on my face while my significant other is sitting right there, I'm not.
The good thing is, in that type of situation, the professional dancer in question is more interested in dancing for your wife than you anyway.
Generally?
Yeah. Typically.
Yeah.
I used to go with couples all the time because we used to go to the Penthouse Club in Tampa all the time. And that was, they were cool. They weren't
should we know what that is?
It's just a strip club, a standard strip club. But they were like a 5-star steakhouse. So we used to go get dinner and then girls would come over and like hang all over them because they were a couple and typically couples spend more.
Sure.
So, it was, yeah.
And let's keep in mind, Tampa strip clubs to Tampa are like casinos to Vegas.
Yeah.
There's
more strip clubs per capita than,
capital of the world.
We're quite known for ours as well.
Yeah. Ours for quality. Theirs for quantity.
Yeah. That is very true. That's very true.
So, dude takes his wife to the strip, and this was in Florida. It's down in the Florida Keys. But, yeah, right?
Yeah.
The password is isolation. So they went to a place called Woody's.
Of course they did.
Sure. The entertainers pulled his wife on stage and she went along with it. And apparently they, you know, were doing what they do on the stage and she was cool with it.
Yeah.
The husband, his name's Chris, he's 36 years old, not cool with it. And he starts yelling at her. So then she walks off stage and they leave. And then a random guy saw them arguing in the parking lot. Chris is talking crazy. And so the random guy stepped in to help and got punched in the nose. Chris claims he didn't punch the guy. Cops and told the cops that the blood that they saw that on his shirt was from somebody falling. We're not sure who. And the wife says he didn't get physical with her, thank God. But he's facing battery charges, yada, yada. Which brings to mind the question. I know that there are many questions involved in this. But very quickly, at 702-364-9898, have you ever become part of the show? Because all of a sudden they went from just sitting there, and then now his wife gets dragged up on stage. When did you become part of the show? Have you ever been drug up on stage? Have you ever just been sitting there minding your own business, and all of a sudden, hey, here we go. Yep.
I was in a Jimmy Buffett music video. That was pretty cool.
What?
I was in a Jimmy Buffett music video back in the day. Like, we were here visiting Vegas when I was 12.
Okay.
And we were at some sort of pool, and then impromptu music video starts up, and they're like, we need people in this shot. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, you. And they point at me, and there were like a bunch of other kids or whatever, but they like sure. put you up front, and then Jimmy Buffett's behind us just like doing his thing, and we're sitting there dancing, so...
Do you even know who Jimmy Buffett? Oh yeah, your dad indoctrinated you. Yeah,
he is not a Jimmy Buffett fan, but Jimmy Buffett is all things Florida. So
of course,
yeah.
I have. I disappeared. Sarcastic air quotes. No. Disappeared at a David Copperfield show. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, really?
That's awesome.
I'm mm-hmm. not allowed to say how the illusion works on the
inside
air.
The NDA. Yeah,
yeah. But I can tell you off air, it was
well
amazing.
Disappeared again. Air quotes. Yeah. Lil Jess, you ever been made part of the show?
No, I can't think of anything.
Fourth grade, same thing, but different. Magician came to our school.
Yeah.
I was the assistant.
Oh, very nice.
Oh,
pulled me
cool.
up on stage. Pulled me up on stage. Yeah, and I seem to remember, and I don't remember what we were doing down at the M. Was it a Cinco de Mayo thing? I remember I'd had a few, and Zoe Bowie pulled me up on stage, and we sang Shots.
Oh,
Lil
Jon nice.
Shot. Oh, yeah. See, what's funny is you don't remember
not at all.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, seriously, we may have to push back. Hi, Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. We
okay.
may have to push it back just for a minute, because the way this is shaping up right now, it's deliciously trashy and fantastic. When did you ever get made... You've been to this Woody's and you hold this information out on us?
I have been to Woody's. I live in Murata, Florida. My friends actually got engaged at a bar across the street from Woody's, weirdly enough. But it is exactly what you think a mid-level key strip club would be.
Isla Murata's like halfway down, right?
Yeah, it's the midway point.
Between Miami and then
Key West. Yeah.
And the Florida Keys, it's how many... 100?
It's a two lane. Yeah, 100 miles.
But I mean, probably. And 100 islands, because you get on this bridge and you can go like 50, and then you get into town 25.
Yeah.
50, 25. It's a horrific drive. Never do it. If somebody says, hey, let's drive to the Keys, not unless you're going to stop a bunch of times along the way and just, you know.
Which can be fun too.
Which can be a lot of fun as well.
Right. Stop off at Woody's.
But yeah, when I did it, it was god awful. But Isla Murata. I can only imagine. Yes.
It is actually a very beautiful island if you get a chance to stop off. But Woody's, it's exactly what you think.
How many stages?
I think one. Just one big, like, it's a decent sized stage.
Sure.
Though. Yeah.
Pull on the bar.
But it's like, if you drive past, it looks like an abandoned building. Well, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. There we go. Awesome. And that's where this guy named Chris was. He went out there with his wife, and then they pulled her up on stage, and he didn't appreciate that, and a big brouhaha started, and it was bad. Jesse, the show filler. From the Northwest, number two this week on the P1 Power Rankings? Is he number two?
Number two.
Yeah,
you were number two. Spence wasn't there for the final result.
No.
Came in at number two. This will raise his standing for next week. When did you get made part of the show?
Okay, so it was this like variety burlesque show, and I'm sitting in the third row with Crazy Hot Tanya.
His ex, yeah.
And, okay, remember her?
Crazy and hot.
They
And crazy yes. hot.
And they go yeah. through the aisles and they pick me from the third row and bring me up on stage to do a lap dance. So I'm sitting in this chair and I see from the third row these two set of laser eyes just burning a hole through my innocent little soul.
Yeah.
And I'm just frigid in this chair and the woman's like, oh, just relax. I mean, it's just for fun. I'm like, do you not see that crazy girl in the third yeah. row?
Did she throw her chair?
No, but I thought she was going to stab me later, but no.
Right? I could see that becoming a total Jerry Springer episode. I could totally see that. Lori B in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
When did they make you part of the show?
I had two. So for my bachelorette, some of my friends took me to Thunder from Down Under, and I had my little, veil. And so they pulled me on stage, but Jenny Jones, do you remember that show?
We were on
Jenny
it.
Jones.
And by we,
Jenny
I mean
Jones
me.
Yeah, you were on it.
By we, I mean me. That was back in the
Jenny
Amy.
Jenny Jones was filming, and so they filmed my little piece with the guy with his backside in my face, making me touch it. That went on Jenny Jones.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, it was like greasy, yeah.
It was the first time our listeners had voted us. We were voted the best morning radio show in America.
Oh, nice.
On a trip to Chicago.
Nice.
Jenny Jones. Thought I was going to die. We decided to walk back to the hotel. It was the middle of winter. It was 20 below with the wind chill. And I thought I was going to die.
Jeez.
It was literally, I thought, this is how it ends. We were lost and alone in Chicago. We had no idea where we were going. Courtney and Henderson, when did you become part of the show?
It was back when I was like 12 at the old Wet n Wild. The family picnic part right past the black hole. They had this dance contest. I'm pretty sure it was 98.5 that was there.
Most likely.
We were there a lot.
And they had a dance contest to shake your tail feather.
Great.
And they pulled me up on stage.
Pulled the 12-year-old up on stage. That's awesome. Yeah.
Shake your tail feather.
Yeah. That was not me.
Nope.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.4. KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.